it is the fact that the U.S. itself dismantled by disrespecting the institutions it fucking built. All right. Like, that's the thing that actually enabled all this to go to, like, there is a true statement in Putin's assertion that the United States is a bad faith actor. And if you'd only been a good faith actor, maybe I wouldn't have been a dickbag. Mm. Like, you know, like, and I think, like, I'm pretty sympathetic when Putin says that, like, yeah, over and over and over again, because
just the track record from the year 2000 onward reflects that.
Yeah. Right. That doesn't mean I agree with everything he does or think he's a liberatory force of history or any of that horseshit. I can totally admit when someone's like fairly right that the maximalism of the offensive realism of U.S. liberalism, and I know that's a lot of ism back to back to back to back, when combined with the political economy stalling out in the aughts, and what we can now, I think, retroactively see is the fracturing of neoliberalism, which, of course, is ironic, right? We all started talking about neoliberalism non-fucking-stop as soon as it really began to break down.
And we talked about it in a very neurotic way because it was an individualized way. And it's like, you got a neoliberal mindset, and like all these PMCs are neoliberals. It was a very culturalist and sort of moralistic and individualistic, like that post-left vibe, you know?
But yeah, well, yeah, all these people who are like, we're opposed to identity politics. Let's have workerism as an identity based off your class origins, not your actual class. And
right,
you're, and actually, I'm not PMC because even though I have a university job and a podcast gig or whatever, like, those people, yeah, fuck those guys too. So like,
they're all right wing now, so whatever.
I mean, well, so were they ever, I mean, would they ever not, I mean, let's
hey, the right wing of social democracy is still the left wing of something.
Well, that's true. But I mean,
that's
like,
actually a really good point. And I think far too few people think about that.
Let me put it to you in another way. These people were pinkos, which means red, only a little bit, full of streaks of white. So for those of you who don't get your color metaphors, I'm not talking about their race. I'm talking about the white army. Yeah. So, like,
right. Real proto-fascism, like really existing proto-fascism,
even more so than Plato.
Yeah, even more, if one could believe it.
All right, so yet it is the idea of freedom, and not just the idea of freedom for the same substantive freedom rejected by Mill and his liberal program, which concentrated the freedom from. Yeah, this gets picked up by Isaiah Berlin and that crowd to no end. We must say yes to freedom in all its meaning and all its perspective, including the freedom to be not free. The fourth political theory should be a theory of absolute freedom, but not as in Marxism, in which it coincides with absolute necessity. This correlation denies freedom its very core. No, freedom can be of any kind, free of any correlation or lack thereof, facing any direction and any goal. This is what that all... When people wonder what Dugin's weird symbol is, which is the chaos star, right? Why is it the chaos star other than like war, you know, Warhammer aesthetics? It's not because he's a chaos magician, although that's implied in the sign. It's that the freedom in all directions is what he's trying to get into with that. All right. But freedom in all directions, when your freedom is like, I like big demagogic imperialist to run my civilization is, and I have the freedom to be unfree, motherfucker. I mean, there's a way in which we can accuse Dugin rightly of being the most vulgar kind of dialectician, even though he doesn't admit that he's even doing dialectics.
But he doesn't even have to be aware of it. He is doing dialectics.
Yeah, but of the most elementary kind.
Well, yeah.
Well, he did study in the Soviet period, so.
That's true.
Where he got his dialectics from.
It's a way to get pretty vulgar dialectics. The difference is that freedom is conceived as human freedom, not freedom for the individual, but as the freedom given for ethnocentrism, the freedom of Dasein, the freedom of culture, and the freedom of society, the freedom of any form of subjectivity except that of the individual. See, that's a great bait and switch. This is the thing that Dugin is really good at, is X equals comquat. Like, because I can move these concepts around. And the reason why he can get away with that and do it is actually not him. It's that we have hollowed these ideas out.
Right.
Like collectively. Like if this has any purchase, and the reason why it has probably a lot more purchase now than it did in 2011 or 2009 is that the degeneration of our notions for material reasons, our ideologies for material reasons have broken down more, and our orientations and virtues are much less clear. Like, and we have, and today it just kind of manifests as like everyone gaslighting everyone else all the time. Like I'm pro using anti-terror laws on rightist I dislike, but I'm also against the existence of the police. What the fuck? Like,
that's like, called gaslighting yourself, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, self-gaslighting is how all this works, man. I mean, so like if I was gonna rename like Althusserian's Book on Ideology, it'd be like How to Gaslight Myself. Okay, so he quotes John Sartre here. I think this is a good quote. Man as an individual is a prison without walls. That is to say, the freedom of the individual is a prison. I mean, look, I know how all these right-wingers using, like, X is the opposite of X because reasons is a long-established rhetorical tradition going back to at least C.K. Chesterton, if not, like, Marcus Aurelius. Like, the emperor is a slave, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Like, you know.
Vulgar dialectics.
Yeah, freedom is fraught with chaos, but also open to opportunities. Placed in the narrow framework of individuality, the freedom becomes microscopic and ultimately fictitious. I mean, I actually do kind of agree with this, but I actually don't think you can abolish the individual. In fact, I literally think that's an impossibility.
Yeah.
The individual exists in dialectical tension with society, the two create each other.
Which is why I'm completely lost as to his definition of freedom and into as to his definition of the individual and where society reach like even touches upon this. Like,
remember, he also seemed to think the idea should have human rights. We just got to remind ourselves. And I'm not saying that mockingly. Like he really does seem to think ideas have some like causative force that's almost metaphysically real. I'm not just saying that to be like flippant.
Right. I mean, I was gonna say the last chapter, but really it was like the last page or two. Was about that. And yeah, I think you're right. Also, like, he wants there to be universals, several universals, but no particulars. But particular universals, but not particulars at an individual. It's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's worse, like in that way, it's even worse than a beginner's dialectic. It's like it's only a half a dialectic.
I'm trying to get back to his definition of freedom, and I'm still not finding one. We must say yes to freedom and all its meaning and its and all its perspectives.
So the yes to freedom is to create a Dasein of people which you subordinate yourself, but you have created it since you were creating it to a subordination of your own creation. This is where knowing Heidegger makes more sense.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's where I'm
lost. So this is like this existential idea that like, we create a people, but in creating a people, we bind ourselves to that beingness of thing that which we created.
And you submerge, the individual is submerged within that. So to the extent that there is an individual, it's just like an individualized expression of the larger community.
I mean, never mind that I've always thought this was irrational, even in Heidegger, because it's like, okay, so individuals actually create the Dasein in the first place. Because it's an individual commitment to your own authenticity and your beingness in a place and in an event that allows that to happen.
And why is it that some individuals fall into the Dasein and some don't? You know,
because the Dasein is actually predicated all individuals. I mean, all human flourishing actually requires humans to be exclusive. So this is like. Yeah, he believes in human universals in so much that they can justify particularities and vice versa, but never wants to acknowledge the fundamental tension or even relationship between the two.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like he wants it to just go away. I mean, I think part of my desire to make a charitable reading where maybe it shouldn't be is I kind of, it seems really to be about asserting the subjective factor again. It's like, rather than just being tossed about and just things happening to us, we should create the thing that it's still going to happen to us, but because it's going to be our creation, it's going to be less of a blind force.
All right. I do want to actually, I think part of this argument is very bad faith and stupid, but part of this argument is actually true, right? This flip side of liberalism at its core is totalitarian and tolerant of differences, most especially opposed to the realization of a great will. Notice this is not an individual will. So this is where, like, when I mentioned Agregor's earlier on, why he talks like everything like is like a concept that has a will, he seems to really think concepts have will.
Yeah.
Like that they almost think.
Well, yeah, like when he says liberalism wants and liberalism knows, I think he means that. I don't think it's quite as metaphorical as we would take it to be.
Yeah, we keep on taking it as if it is as if he's using the abstract to represent an aggregate. But no, he seems to actually be, when he talks about great will, he seems to actually be doing something different. All right, let me get into this. It is only prepared to tolerate small people. It protects not so much the rights of man, but rather the rights of small man. This is Nietzsche reinterpreted and made safe. Right. This small man can be allowed to do anything, but in spite of all his desires, he will be unable to do anything. Yet because a small man on the other side of this minimal humanism, one can just glimpse the horizon of genuine freedom. Okay, I actually do think that there is a little bit of, even though I think the first part of that is like trying to make Nietzsche more palatable to his readers who are Christian. And not acknowledging that this is Nietzsche. The second part of this, that small man can be allowed to do anything, but in spite of his desires will be unable to, is actually true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see this in the paradoxes of like left liberal actual politics. What happens under left liberal, you know, protest against inequality? They actually tend to accelerate the inequality. The inequality of society actually got worse under Obama and under Biden than it did prior.
Well, like and how many police departments defunded anything ever? Like at all?
None. No.
I mean, well,
like, some were defunded, but then they were immediately refunded when they realized they hadn't done anything to actually deal with the social problems that led to the situation in the first fucking place.
Yeah. Right. Like, and their refunding was an increase in funding.
Right. So, and it's something that, yes, leftists can kind of complain about, but they also don't really point out that it was enabled by them making a demand that they had not thought about what it meant. And I don't just mean they hadn't thought about what it meant to get rid of police. They probably had, but they hadn't thought about what it would take for society to reorganize where, like, you want to get rid of police, we all have to be in part of a security militia, basically. Like, I've been saying this for like 2 years now, and I would support that. Like, I know it's very uncomfortable for me to say, like, oh, everybody should have to serve a couple hours every day in a community watch group, but like, you should, god damn it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, defunding the police and reorganizing society is one of the things which I would like to do after and as the result of what we call the revolution. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea. I just don't think it can be in place of the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Having left the limits of individuality, man can be crushed by the elements of life and by dangerous chaos. See, this is where he may want to establish order, and this is entirely within his right—the right of the great man, a real man of being and time.
Mm.
So we have Heideggerian Nietzscheanism here. All right, so people should recognize the ideology, and it's not just Nietzscheanism; it's Heideggerian Nietzscheanism. You know, from the time period of 1937 to 1942 that we never fucking talk about for some fucking reason.
Yeah, well, completely references that time.
What were you saying, Jason?
Oh, that was just back whenever everybody was on vacation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The bearer in this case will be Dasein. The previous ideologies, each in its own way, alienated Dasein from its meaning, restricted it, and imprisoned it in one way or another, making it inauthentic. Each of these ideologies put a cheerless doll, Das Man, in place of Dasein. Mm. The freedom of Dasein lies in implementing the opportunity to be authentic. That is, in the realization of sign and more than of da. Their being consists of there and being. In order to understand that there is located, we should point out and make it basic a foundational gesture. Yet in being, to flow into there is like a fountain. We must place all of this together, place the entire hermeneutic circle into the domain of a complete freedom. Therefore, complete freedom, however, not for any individual. Therefore, the political theory is at the same time a fundamental ontological theory, which contains within it the awareness of the truth of being at its core.
So Dasein has existed. Dasein has existed all through the era of modernism, when these other great theories, the first, second, and third political theories, held sway, especially in the 20th century. But all of these others submerged Dasein underneath. And now, for historical reasons, like, Dasein can reemerge.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Dasein can reemerge, which is a commitment to the civilization of which you are a part of, what is your true authentic self. And I just want to state that that's what he's saying. I also want to throw Adorno's jargon of authenticity at not that I'm always a big fan of Adorno, but the jargon of authenticity takes this stuff apart. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, one of the more useful Adorno texts, I just want to chuck at good old Dugan's head. Just like,